Well, Kevin, have you caught your breath yet?
I haven't. Ask me some question. It might give you some type of answer because how the second half transpired. You couldn't have wrote it there, Tom. I mean, we thought we were dead and buried. I mean, it was 3-7 to 2 points at that stage. I mean,
after 14 points down.
Yeah, and honest to God, there was a few malaise had started, you know, and you know, temper started getting risen a wee bit, and I know our boys was hurt in the dressing room, but Terman came out flying in the second half again, and I thought it was going to be more of the same, you know. But to be fair, our lads responded this time and they stood up to the battle, and from then on, like, it was just one way traffic, and we could have ended up winning the game because we had a couple of chances there, and they end up, you know, even to tie it up. But look at the result at the minute, gets us through to the quarterfinals.
Yeah, you got three great goals,
and to be fair, we were also missing. We were also missing Patrick Reid, like, you know, because he gives us that dimension. We can use him in the middle of the field, half forward or indeed full forward, and you know, it's a great attribute to have in a player when, you know, when he can give you all them, all, you know, all that and more again. And Wee Shan Meehan as well give us a huge amount of energy as well when he came on, you know, and he nipped in for that other goal. But all the subs, when we emptied the bench there, look at that, absolutely emptied the tank for us. You know,
young Colin Canavan got the first goal, he got you back on the road.
Absolutely, and he was given a tough task in the second half as well, like to try and keep Ender McCormick quiet. And look at Ender's a fabulous player with huge energy as well, and he took the game to us in the first half. But Cal nullified him somewhat, and also, other than that, you know, brought his own game to bear on Terman as well, and that resulted in that goal. And Brendan Cal's a great young player.
2-7-2 down at half time. What happened in the first half?
I don't know. You could paraphrase away, like, you could say that we were caught in the headlights and Terman came at us big time. But come here, look, that's championship football. It's on the day. Maybe some of our lads thought that, look, Terman had a couple of bad results and maybe they took them a wee bit for granted. Well, I'll tell you, at half time, going into the dressing room, we going out for the second half, we weren't taking Terman for granted because they gave us a lesson of football in the first half, Tom, and that's as simple as that. Like, you know, they were excellent in the first half.
And obviously, when they got the third goal, they went to 14 points up, and as we said earlier, and I suppose you lost the man then, Thomas McGowan, sent off for two yellow card offences, down to 14. It was really backs to the wall.
It was backs to the wall, and you know, Thomas gives us that, as you know, that, you know, the free kick ability as well, and he's been scoring heavily for us, you know, in the last 6, 7, 8 games, you know. And I know, like, we were lucky to have him there. I mean, he done his cruise ship last year and he got the operation done, and that, but he's come back strong and everything else. And look at it, I think it was a yellow followed by a black there. But look at that's championship football again, Tom, and we're losing a few bucks next week, and indeed we're losing Barry Monahan. I don't know why did he fix his wedding in the heat of championship, but you're looking, that's part of it. So we're losing Barry as well. But
you're really living out these 9 lives, aren't you? You've escaped in the league, and now you're escaped in the championship, forced to avoid the relegation playoff, and now in a quarter final, the bonus.
100%. I mean, it looked to everybody there, you know, two sets of supporters and any neutral was there. Look, we were heading for the relegation battle, and but our lads heading out in the second half of that dressing room, there was nobody contemplating that. You know, I knew the kind of character that was in this team. They've proved that in some of the games, just coming up from the league, you know, especially that Glenfinn game, come back to the Bundoran game, and so on. Like, they responded every time that it was asked of them, and teams putting it up to them. But look at, come here, going into quarterfinals, Tom. Look at, you're going to meet one of the big guns now, and that's again championship football. You're going to have to meet them at some stage. And I know the first day that we played and the group stages here against Mallon, look at, we had 4 debuts that day, and they again played the day, and they played their part as did everyone. You know, so we're looking forward to it.